Today is Friday, June 3rd, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I'm in my hotel room, so we've already gotten off the ship, and I'm in my hotel room. And so to go back, we talked about the chef's table. So I got really kind of drunk in the chef's table. By the time I'd had 5 glasses of wine that had been topped off by the waiter, and then a martini, I was feeling it. But yeah, so we did that. We met up with the LGBT folk. Zach said that he thought one of them, one of the younger ones, every time I would start talking would change the subject. Like he didn't like me or something. And so now that's all I can think about is, oh my God, did this young, cute, you know, young, when I say young, mid to late 30s, okay, that is now young for me. Because I'm old. anyway, so we talked to them. We had a lovely time. And then pretty much we went to bed after that. So the last day, we had a layover. We had a stop in Victoria, which I've been to Victoria, Canada several times. But we, Daniel and Zach had said they wanted to go, or Daniel at least, had wanted to go to Bouchard Gardens, which is a lovely, I mean, it's very large, 50, I'm going to get it wrong, but it's 50 acres or I don't know, it's very big. It could be even bigger than that, but it's this they have 5 different themed gardens. There's a sunken garden, there's an Italian garden, there's a rose garden, there's a Japanese garden, and something else. I can't remember what the other one is, but anyway, so the plan was we were going to have breakfast and then we were going to get off the ship, because the concierge service for Daniel allowed them to get off the ship early. The thing is, our ticket said we were leaving, or we were meeting at 11:30 at the pier to catch our bus to Bouchard Gardens. And I don't want to miss buses, you know, we've paid for this thing. And so I, but the gangway was not supposed to be going down until 11:45 or all aboard is when you get back on. I don't know what they call it when you get off, but anyway. You're supposed to be able to get off at 11:45, but we were supposed to meet at 11:30 on the pier. So I was a little bit concerned about it. Nothing, you know, and there was no delays or anything like that. The normal time to get off the ship was 11:45. So I'm not really sure why the meeting time was 11:30. But anyway, regardless, and we bought it through Royal Caribbean. And Daniel said, oh, it'll be fine. You know, they're going to wait on us. You know, obviously they're not going to go if the ship hasn't even let people off yet. And I said, well, I would feel more comfortable because maybe there's some process, you know? So I said, I would feel more comfortable if I, you know, find out, is there a pro-? So I went to guest services and I asked them and I went to the activity desk or no. The excursion desk. I finally found people is what I want to say. And they said, oh yeah, you're going to meet at 11:30 in the Royal Theater. Our shore excursion team will be there and then they will escort you off the ship. So we did that. We went to the Royal Theater at 11:30. Well, there was some problem with Canadian customs. And so we had to sit there for an hour waiting because they decided that there's some app for Canada for COVID, and you have to fill it out in order to get off. They have to like approve you. You have to, you know, show them your vac. You have to scan your vaccine card. You have to do all this stuff, and then they approve you, and you get a little QR code or whatever. And so apparently Canada doesn't usually check every single one, but they decided they were going to check every single passenger. And this is like 4,000 passengers. So it ended up it took us about an extra hour to get off the ship. The bus did wait for us, and we had a lovely time. We had a tour guide, Bruce, who gave us a lot of information. Some of it was not useful information, but a lot of it was useful information. He knew a lot about Victoria and Canada and all that. I mean, he's from Canada, I suppose, so Anyway, he said he spends time living both in Canada and the U.S., but he said he had lived in Victoria for like 50 some odd years. So I assume he's Canadian. He sounded Canadian as well. So I assume he's Canadian, but he spends some time in the U.S. Like maybe he has grandkids in Arizona or something. And so, you know, he goes down south when it gets colder in Canada, because he said he goes to Arizona, I believe. But anyway, so I'm not going to, you know, spend a lot of time. We talked about it in our level 13 recap, but we did get there, a lovely ride, about a 30-minute ride to Bouchard Gardens. We got in. It was a little gray, but it was not raining. We were able to go around the whole. We wished we had a little bit more time because we only ended up with the delay in getting off the ship. It was supposed to be about a 3-hour tour. No, it must have been more than that, because we were leaving 11:45 and we were supposed to get back around. I don't know. I'm probably wrong, but I felt like it was more like a 4-hour tour. We would have 3 hours in Bouchard Gardens and a half hour each way. I could be wrong, but that's what I was thinking. It ended up we only had an hour to get there and back, and then 2 hours in. And it's very large. And so if you want to walk around and take photos and all that, we spent our first hour just on one garden. And it was not raining, so that's good. We thought it might, but it didn't rain. And about the time we started to get back on the bus, it started to just barely sprinkle, but we were done. We were back on the bus. It didn't even, you know, rain a lot. It just was sprinkling a little bit. And then we had a relaxing ride back to the ship. We got on, and then we had the evening. I don't remember all that we did. I mean, we didn't do a lot. There wasn't a lot on the last night that we were interested in doing. I did do a 7:30 trivia by myself because Daniel and Zach had, they had dinner reservations. And so I did not do very well by myself. I need a group setting for trivia. I know some things, but I don't know all things. And you need a team so that, you know, each one of you has some knowledge or expertise or something like that. I'm not even going to talk about my score, but I wasn't too far behind the winner. I guess everyone did sucky. And then I decided I was going to eat again at Jamie's, even though Jamie's Italian, because that was my favorite of the special restaurants. Other than the chef's table, was my favorite. Or the favorite overall experience, I would say. But I decided I was going to do Jamie's again, but I got dishes that I did not get the night that Daniel and Zach and I went to Jamie's, and it was not good. I mean, it was all right, but it didn't live up to my expectations after the first night that we ate there. And then I met Daniel and Zach back in the Schooner Bar. We listened to some piano. Lovely singer, I can't remember her name now, but lovely singer Daniel has looked her up and found her YouTube channel and all this kind of stuff. So we listened to her, and then I went and watched The Comedian, and we have talked ad nauseum about this comedian. I enjoyed it. This was the third show by the same comedian. It was all different jokes, so each of the three shows was different jokes. So I enjoyed that. Daniel and Zach stayed and listened to the piano player. And then when the comedian was done, I came back out and some of the gays had come back. The older gays, Donnie and Ronnie and one of the Mikes, who interestingly, I don't know if this is interesting or not, but he's blind. And he says he's been blind for life, like his whole entire life. He was born blind. And so I always wonder, like, when you're blind, what kind of, you know, fun do you get out of a trip like a cruise? Because there's a lot of visuals, you know, not a lot of audio on a cruise, other than maybe hearing the ocean waves or something, you know, if you have a balcony. And the entertainment, I suppose, but you can get entertainment anywhere without spending thousands of dollars for a cruise, so I'm not really sure. Anyway, so did that, and that was kind of our evening, and then we disembarked today, and the concierge, Carlington, was able to get us off the ship. We were able to stay a little bit longer, and then when we got to our hotel, we got an Uber really fast. When we got to our hotel, even though we were super early, we were here at like 10:30 in the morning, they were able to check us in. So we recorded Mix Minus, and we have dinner with Mike a little later. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.